Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav, a pretty short Mishnah, says the Mishnah, Gozos Chavir Shalav Emenu Sheiv Kedlo. If someone steals something from another person, or he borrows money from him, or he had something as a pikadon, and he wants to give it back, so the halacha is, Be Yishuv, if he stole, borrowed, or got it as a pikadon in a place, in a neighborhood where people live, a residential area, Lo Yachsu Lo Vamidbar, you can't give it back to him in the middle of nowhere, where it's not going to be safe. But if you borrowed it or were supposed to watch it on the condition that you're allowed to go to the midbar with it, then you can give it back to him in the midbar. Meaning, this means that if initially when you borrowed it, the condition was I can give this back to you anywhere, so then you can give it back to him anywhere, even in the midbar. That's what the Bar Tanur writes. Not that you say beferish that it's almanas that I'm going to go to the midbar and you pay me there. Dabmils the pshiti. Obviously, if they said that explicitly, then of course you can. El kagon shamlo chaver lahavi haipikodim gabach ta'ana lemidbar nafikna v'amle idach v'ananami lemidbar bina lemefak v'ashi v'ayladruni b'midbar mahadlu. The case is, a guy says, here, watch this for me because I'm going out to the midbar. So the shomer says, I'm also going out to the midbar, and he still gives it to him anyway. So obviously that's an approval. That's considered to be a tacit approval or an implicit approval of him going out to the midbar with this item. Mishnah Zayin, Ha'omer l'chaveru, someone says to another guy, Gizaltichu v'sani hifkadta etzli, I stole something from you, or you lent me money, or you gave me a pikadon to watch, ve'in yodei mechzati l'cha imlo exati l'cha, but I have no recollection whether I ever gave it back to you or paid you back. Chayiv l'shalim, then he has to pay, because it's a vadai that he took it from him, and it's a suffik whether he returned it, ain't suffik masumi de vadai, so you're going to have to pay it back. Aval im amr lo, eini yode im gzaltich im hilvasani im ifkadetzli, if he says, I don't know if I even stole from you, if I borrowed from you, if you ever gave me a pikadon, and I also don't know if I returned it, so patim l'shalim, then he doesn't have to pay back, because it's a suffik for suffiku, right? He may not have ever borrowed it, so you want me to pay you back? Hamotzi mechavero, alav haraya, prove to me that I actually owe it to you. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if someone steals or borrows or gets a pikadon in a yeshuv, he should not give it back in the midbar unless it was an implicit condition that he may do so. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a guy admits to having stolen or taken something from somebody else, but he says, I don't know if I returned it to you or not, he does have to pay. But if he says, I'm not even sure if I stole it from you in the first place, then he does not have to pay. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches.